society. Excuse me. Okay, I guess. What now? Ugh. Wait a minute, just hold on there. Oh, it's turning the whole thing. Anyway, we'll see how it goes. Oh my Lord, what am I doing? Level of competency is not high enough. Jai 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 Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila Chapter 13, The Ecstatic Dancing of the Lord at Rathyatra. And we begin with verse 156. Yadavira, Yadavira Vipaksha, Yatadushta Kamsa Paksha, Taha Ami Kailun Sabakshaya, Ache Dui Chari Jana, Taha Mari Vrindavana, Ailama Ami Janiha Nishchai. Ailama Ami Janiha Nishchai. Translation. And, well, this is Krishna speaking at Kurukshetra to Srimati Radharani and the gopis about his absence from Vrindavan and what he may do about it. So he says, I have already killed all the mischievous demons who are enemies of the Yadu dynasty, and I've also killed Kamsa and his allies. But there are two or four demons still living. I want to kill them, and after doing so, I shall very soon return to Vrindavan. Please know this for certain. You know, there's always another couple of demons to kill, or, you know, a few more rands to collect. There's always something for those who are attached on the material platform. Krishna, of course, this is Krishna. So, but it's a similar principle that the gopis, they want him to come back to Vrindavan. And particularly Srimati Radharani has been speaking. They just, they can hardly tolerate, they can't tolerate the separation any longer. They've never been able to tolerate it. But Krishna has always got two or four more demons to kill. And then after that, very soon, he'll return to Vrindavan. Just a moment, please. purport by Srila Prabhupada. Just as Krishna does not take a step away from Vrindavan, Krishna's devotee also does not like to leave Vrindavan. However, when he has to tend to Krishna's business, he leaves Vrindavan. After finishing his mission, a pure devotee returns home, back to Vrindavan, back to Godhead. Krishna assured Radharani that after killing the demons outside Vrindavan, he would return. "I am coming back very soon," he promised, "as soon as I've killed the few remaining demons." Well, there's always a few more demons. You know, if Krishna had actually killed all the demons, we wouldn't be facing different situations we're facing here. I mean, in the material world. This material world is the place for the demons. It is just the right place, and they just love being here, and they just make every endeavor to stay here, and they make every endeavor to make things as nice as they possibly can here, and it all just goes on. It all just goes on. Material existence just goes on one way or the other. And if it's not one person leading the materialistic people forward on that path, it's another person leading them forward on that path. That's how it is. There's a conversation with Srila Prabhupada in which a devotee expresses a type of concern to Srila Prabhupada that if everyone becomes a devotee and if everyone goes back to Godhead, what will happen to the material world? You know, it will be neglected. It will be abandoned. It will not be nice for the material world. And Prabhupada said, "Yes, that is our mission. No more material world." And then Prabhupada apparently saw the devotee couldn't quite appreciate the point that how nice it would be if everyone went back to Godhead. So Prabhupada said, "But don't worry, there will always be some fools and rascals," yes, "who will keep it going. Don't worry about that." Yeah, there are many things in this world which need to be worried about, you could say, but that's not one of them. Whether there's going to be materialistic people to continue the whole mission of material life. So, yes, so this is all part of a negotiation between Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani, actually, via Lord Chaitanya. Anyway, it's very, very transcendental. It's extremely transcendental. But yes, it's between Radha and Krishna. That's what's happening. And Srimati Radharani is trying to press Krishna in different ways to come back. As we read last Sunday, Srimati Radharani tried to press Krishna that, you know, if you don't want to come back for me, at least come back for your parents. At least come back for people like that, because they miss you so much. It's they cannot tolerate, they cannot live. They cannot live in this state. Because when someone has a relationship with the Lord, and then, particularly if it's Krishna and Vrindavan, but it can be any form of the Lord anywhere. If someone really has a relationship with the Lord, and then somehow separation occurs, that is very dramatic experience for the devotee who has been left. Who has lost the association of the Lord. We all know how Lord Chaitanya spoke in the mood of Radharani how does that verse begin? No, I know, but the... Huh? Yugaitam nimeshena chakshusha pravrishayatan shunyayatam jagat sarvam govinda virahena me. That feeling your separation, Govinda, a moment, feels like Prabhupada translates, this Sanskrit term is yuga, Prabhupada translates it as 12 years or more. Yes, feeling your separation, it's like that. Just a moment, it's almost nothing, but it seems like forever. And the whole world seems empty in separation from you. And Prabhupada, in commenting on that verse, Prabhupada says, this world is not empty. How can you think this world is empty? Just look at it. It's full. But having lost the association of Krishna, anyone else, anything else, seems just inconsequential and completely insufficient. Yes, so it's been a very amazing discussion in which Srimati Radharani reveals so much in separation, and Lord Krishna reveals so much in terms of his separation. We read a week ago that Krishna says that actually I come back every day. I'm here every day. And then I go back in the evening to Dwarika. He says, by the mercy of Lord Narayan, by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vaikunthanath, Lord Narayan, I come here every morning and I go back every evening and I'm with you. But somehow or other, due to your condition and separation, you can't exactly understand really what's going on. So therefore you feel convinced that I haven't come back, that it's just, I am just a figment of your imagination. But actually I come because it's intolerable for me also. So here anyway, their conversation is coming to a conclusion. Let's just carry on and read the verses to the end. It's I don't know, half a dozen verses or so. And it's just such beautiful Bengali. Yeah, it's Bengali. Such beautiful Bengali. Se shatru gana haite, vraja jana rakite, rahi raje udasina hana, Yebastri putradane, kari raja avarane, yaduganya santosha lagia. I wish to protect the inhabitants of Vrindavan from the attacks of my enemies. That is why I remain in my kingdom. Otherwise, I am indifferent to my royal position. Whatever wives, sons, and wealth I maintain in the kingdom are only for the satisfaction of the Yadus. Tomaraye prema guna, kare ama akarshana, anibe ama dina dasha bishe, puna asi vrindavane, vrajavadu tomasane, Vilasiba Rajani Divase. Your loving qualities always attract me to Vrindavan. Indeed, they will bring me back within 10 or 20 days. And when I return, I shall enjoy both day and night with you and all the damsels of Vraja Bhumi. Etatanre Kahi Krishna, Vraje Yaite Sa Trishna, Eka Shloka Padi Shuna Ila, Se Shloka Shuni Radha, Kundila Sakala Badha, Krishna Prapje Pratiti Haila. While speaking to Srimati Radharani, Krishna became very anxious to return to Vrindavan. He made her listen to a verse which banished all her difficulties and which assured her that she would again attain Krishna. This is this verse, and it's actually Srimad Bhagavatam. Shri Shri Radha Radhanath, Shri Giri Govardhan, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. It's actually Srimad Bhagavatam 10:82:44. Mahi Bhaktir Hi Bhutanam Amritat Vaya Kalpate Dishya Yad Asin Mat Sneho Bhavatinam Mad Apana. Lord Sri Krishna said, devotional service unto me is the only way to attain me. My dear gopis, whatever love and affection you have attained for me by good fortune is the only reason for my returning to you. Well, there's no purport other than just Prabhupada says this is from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:82:44. But of course it's very, very profound verse. Very profound verse from Srimad Bhagavatam that, and it reminds me of when we were discussing about Mother Yashoda, and the Damodar Leela, and her, first of all, trying to catch Krishna, and then actually catching Krishna, and then trying to tie Krishna, and then actually tying Krishna, this whole sequence of events, very, very transcendental and wonderful. And the purport Srila Prabhupada gives to Srimad Bhagavatam, if I remember correctly, 10th Canto, Chapter 9, Verse 20. Yeah, as I recall. In which Srila Prabhupada makes the point that it's not exactly, I mean, it is and it isn't, but it's not exactly that Mother Yashoda is controlling Krishna, just like that. just Mother Yashoda. But rather, Prabhupada makes the point, it is the love of Mother Yashoda which is controlling Krishna. So similarly, for ourselves, or for any devotee, and here Lord Krishna is addressing the gopis, that the only way to attain Krishna, it's not just that in and of ourselves, just because I am me, Krishna will be maybe or become or whatever, attracted or attached to me and feel he wants my association. It's all going on the basis of the service that we're rendering. Therefore, we always have to really be so careful that we're engaging in some meaningful service and engaging wholeheartedly in that service and engaging in the mood of service, not just that I'm doing this, I'm doing that because it's my duty, or, well, at least if it's my duty for Krishna, but not just as a matter of duty, meaning as a formality, just because I have to. And certainly not doing things just in a very automatic way, thoughtless way, that I've done the service. I have been temple president for 30 years. Therefore, whatever problem crops up, I can solve it with my eyes closed. Well, being temple president is such a service, you'll never get to that situation. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's always some new challenge and some unexpected type of thing with different nuances and special features which demand intelligence. Demand intelligence. This is one of the great good fortunes of having a service which is sort of by definition not easy, complex, even sometimes a little beyond you, because you are forced, at least from time to time, to take shelter and beg and plead for some mercy just to do it, and just so things carry on. Otherwise, if you don't have that sort of service and it all becomes just easy, easy, then you may end up begging the Lord, please protect me from my mind, because now it's not so fully engaged and it's harassing me like a demon. Like a demon. Yeah. We should never overestimate ourselves and our position, advancement, status, whatever, however we're doing in Krishna consciousness. So, yes, so that is the end, at least so far, of this conversation. And, well, okay, anyway, so that's, yeah. For the time being, let us just read a little further. The whole perspective changes, in fact. This is now 161, and it's just the meter, that meter, which is so nice. That's the end of that. And now we're back to the regular Chaitanya Charitamrita Mita. But let's just read a few verses on and see where it takes us. E sabha arta prabhu swarupira sane ratri dine gare vase kare asvadane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit in his room with Swarup Damoda and taste the topics of these verses day and night. day and night. They would just sit there and just discuss all these types of subjects of the relationship between Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani and the other gopis. Yeah. And so much of separation. Nritikale se bhave avishtahana shlokapadi nachi jagannatha mukachana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, completely absorbed in ecstatic emotion. While looking at the face of Lord Jagannath, he danced and recited these verses. Swarupa gosanir bhagya nayaya varnana prabhute avishta yanra kaya vakya mana. No one can describe the good fortune of Swarup Damodar Goswami, for he is always absorbed in the service of the Lord with his body, mind, and words. In other words, he was able to understand these things. Swarupira Indriye Prabhur Nijendriya Gana Avishta Hanakare Gana Aspadana. The senses of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were identical with the senses of Swarup. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to become fully absorbed in tasting the singing of Swarup Damodar. Bhavira aveshe kabu bhumite vasya tarjanite bhume like ado mukha hana. In emotional ecstasy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes sit on the ground and, looking down, would write on the ground with his finger. Angulite shatahabe jani damodara baye nija kare nivaraye prabhu kara. Fearing that the Lord would injure his finger by writing in this way, Swarup Damodar checked him with his own hand. Prabhura bhavanu rupa swarupira gana yabe ye rasa tahe taha kare murtiman. Okay. Swarup Damodar used to sing exactly according to the ecstatic emotion of the Lord. Whenever a particular mellow was being tasted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar would personify it by singing. Sri Jagannathira Deke Srimukha Kamala Tahara Upara Sunda Nayana Yugala. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked upon the beautiful lotus-like face and eyes of Lord Jagannath. Suryerya kirane mukha kare jalamala malyavastra divya alankara parimala. Lord Jagannath was garlanded, dressed with nice garments and adorned with beautiful ornaments. His face was glittering from the rays of sunshine and the entire atmosphere was fragrant. Prabhura hridaye ananda. Prabhura hridaye ananda sindhu utalila unmada janjavata tachane utila. An ocean of transcendental bliss expanded in the heart of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and symptoms of madness immediately intensified like a hurricane. Anandon made utaya bavira taranga. Nana bhava sanye upajila yudaranga. The madness of transcendental bliss created waves of various emotions. The emotions appeared like opposing soldiers staging a fight. Bhavodaya bhavashanti sandhi shabalaya sanchari satvikastai swabhava prabalya. There was an increase in all the natural emotional symptoms. Thus there were awakening emotions, peacefulness, joined, mixed, transcendental, and prevalent emotions, and impetuses for emotion. Prabhura shariri yena shuddha hema chala bhavapushpa drumatahe pushpita sakala. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body appeared like a transcendental Himalayan mountain bearing ecstatic emotional flower trees, all of them blooming. Dekite akarshaye sabara chitamana premamrita vrishye prabhu sinche sabara mana. The sight of all these symptoms attracted everyone's mind and consciousness. Indeed, the Lord sprinkled everyone's mind with the nectar of transcendental love of Godhead. Jagannatha sevakayata rajapatragana yatrika loka nila chala vasi yata jana. He sprinkled the minds of the servants of Lord Jagannath, the government officers, the pilgrim visitors, the general populace, and all the residents of Jagannath Puri. Prabhura nritya prema deki haya chamatkara Krishna prema uchalila hridaye sabara. Upon seeing the dancing and ecstatic love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone became astonished. In their hearts, they became infatuated with love of Krishna. Premanache gaya loka kare kolahala prabhura nritya deki sabe anande vivala. Everyone danced and chanted in ecstatic love, and a great noise resounded. Everyone was overwhelmed with transcendental bliss just to see the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyera hikaya jagannatha haladara prabhura nritya deki prabhura nritya geki suke chalila mantara. Apart from the others, even Lord Jagannath and Lord Balaram, with great happiness, began to move very slowly upon seeing the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kabusuke nritya range deke ratha raki se kautuka ye dekila se tara sakshi. Lord Jagannath and Lord Balaram sometimes stopped the car and happily observed Lord Chaitanya's dancing. Anyone who was able to see them stop and watch the dancing bore witness to their pastimes. E mata prabhu nritya karite brahmite prata prarudrera age lagila padite. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and wandering in this way, he fell down in front of Maharaj Prataparudra. Sambrambe Prataparudra Prabhu ke darila tanha ke dekite prabhu bahya jnana haila. Maharaj Prataparupa picked the Lord up with great respect. But on seeing the king, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his external senses. Raja Deki Prabhura Karina Dikara Chi Chi Vishayira Sparsha Chi Chi Vishayira Sparsha Haila Amara. Upon seeing the king, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu condemned himself, saying, "Oh, how pitiful it is that I've touched a person who's interested in mundane affairs." Chi Chi. You can remember that. There's also aho, aho. Aho bakiyam means alas. Oh my Lord, what happened? Oh no. But now here's chi, chi, means how pitiable it is. Oh, how pitiable it is. I've touched a person who's interested in mundane affairs. Avasheti, Nityananda, Nahayala Savadane, Kashishra Govinda Achila Anastane. Not even Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Kashishra or Govinda took care of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he fell down. Nityananda was in great ecstasy, and Kashishra and Govinda were elsewhere. Because Nityananda, he was like constant companion of the Lord, but he was just so much in ecstasy, he was just in his own space. And Kashishvara and Govinda, they are the personal servants, particularly Govinda, but Kashishvara also, he was like bodyguard, but also personal servant as required. Somehow they were elsewhere. Gosh, who knows what happened to them? Sure. Yadyapi Rajara Deki Hadira Sevana Prasana Hanache Tanre Milibare Mana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already been satisfied by the king's behavior, for the king had accepted the service of a sweeper for Lord Jagannath. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually desired to see the Lord. So yes, we're all, I think, familiar with this practice during the Rath Yatra, that different devotees, but at least in the beginning, or, you know, whenever, senior devotees, some of the most senior devotees, when there's a Rath Yatra, they sweep the road in front of the chariot. We see it happening here. And wherever there's a Rath Yatra, this is what happens. Just at the beginning, just before the procession started, Maharaj Prataparudra had done that himself. He had taken a special broom and swept in front of the chariots before the procession began. And Lord Chaitanya had seen that, and he appreciated it. And as the verse says, therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually desired to see the king. The thing is that the service of being a sweeper, it is just about the lowest. It is just about the lowest. And therefore, those people who are sweepers, even today in India, you know, maybe sometimes you've heard about incidents happening where these people die down the sewer, and or they're mistreated because of the dirtiness of their work. So to be a sweeper, you can't really go much lower. Lord Krishna accepted the role of chariot driver for Arjuna. That's down the scale. It's sudra. Obviously, it's just a sudra occupation. But being a sweeper is lower. And Maharaj Prataparudra, he accepted that role. He accepted that role. And Lord Chaitanya appreciated it. So now, Lord Chaitanya is going to come closer and reveal more of himself to Maharaj Prataparudra. Yes. Tatapi apanagane karite savadana vayakichu roshabasa kaila bhagavan. However, just to warn his personal associates, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, externally expressed feelings of anger. Let us read the purport here by Srila Prabhupada. When Maharaj Prataparudra asked to see the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately refused, saying, Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajanon Mukasya Param Param Jigamishor Bhavasagarasya Sandarshanam Vishayinam Atayoshitam Cha Nahanta Hanta Vishabhakshanatopyasadu. In the verse, this verse we just read, the first word, Niskinchanasya, refers to a person who has finished his material activities. Such a person can begin to execute his activities in Krishna consciousness to cross over the ocean of nescience. It is very dangerous for such a person to have intimate relationships with mundane people or to become intimately related with women. This formality is to be observed by anyone who is serious about going home back to Godhead. To teach his personal associates these principles, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed external anger when touched by the king. Since the Lord was very much satisfied with the humble behavior of the king, he intentionally allowed the king to touch him. But externally, he expressed anger just to warn his personal associates. Yes, well, this is a very important part of Krishna consciousness, shouldn't be underestimated. Sometimes in our services we have to mix with like really materialistic people. But we should be conscious that there's danger in doing that. And of course we have to be nice as much as we can with everyone except those who are really offensive. But when we're somehow or other, there's some involvement with some like heavy materialist, deeply entangled materialistic person, then we have to be very careful about that, because, well, Lord Chaitanya refers to it when he was asked, how do we recognize a devotee? What's the symptom of a devotee? So Lord Chaitanya said, asat sanga tyaga evaishnav acha stri sange something something Sri Sange Eka Sadhu something Bhakta R. That was the first line. You know, we know so many verses, but sometimes we just need someone to asat sangha tyaga. Fortunately, my computer. Krishna Bhakta. Oh, excuse me. Okay. Asat sangha tyaga evaishnava cha. Stri sangha eka sadhu Krishna Bhakta. A Vaishnava should always avoid the association of ordinary people. Common people are very much materially attached, especially to women, or just say the opposite sex. Vaishnavas should also avoid the company of those who are not devotees of Lord Krishna. Of Lord Krishna. Yeah. Lord Chaitanya has, well, then Lord Chaitanya goes on, we won't read it, but he quotes Srimad Bhagavatam 3:31, 33-35, spoken by Lord Kapila to Mother Devahuti. So we will be reading that. We're somewhere in chapter 23, or almost at the end. So after 8 chapters means it'll take a little while, but we'll read what Lord Chaitanya quotes from Lord Kapila. What happens? Well, let me just read it. Why not? What happens when someone becomes attached to that sort of association, those types of association? By association with worldly people, one becomes devoid of truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, gravity, spiritual intelligence, shyness, austerity, fame, forgiveness, control of the mind, control of the senses, fortune, and all opportunities. One should not at any time associate with a coarse fool, means like a rough fool, who is bereft of the knowledge of self-realization, and who is no more than a toy animal in the hands of a woman. The illusion and bondage that accrues to a man from an attachment to any other object are not as complete as that resulting from association with a woman or with men too much attached to women. Hare Krishna. And here's another one. Hey, this is nice. It is better to accept the miseries of being encaged within bars and surrounded by burning flames than to associate with those bereft of Krishna consciousness. Such association is a very great hardship. One should not even see those who are bereft of devotional service in Krishna consciousness, and who are there devoid of pious activities. Hare Krishna. Aha. Yes. So, these are things to really bear in mind. And Lord Chaitanya set that example, even though, as we read, he appreciated the king, and therefore he deliberately allowed this interaction to occur between himself and the king. But in order to set an example for the devotees, he became sort of like, what would you say, disturbed or not satisfied. He became dissatisfied. He reacted against having had that contact. So for us, that's a lesson. That's definitely a lesson. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any comment, question? Maharaj. Sri Dhammadhar Prabhu. Forgive me for my aparad. Ram? Anyone? Rukmini's not here. Okay. Srila Prabhupada came.